today, joined by Lee Johnson. Thanks for giving us some time tonight, mate. So obviously we've got you on to chat about your upcoming fight against Ola Jacobson. That's at the One Top Show in March. So, as we were saying a wee bit off camera, it's been a wee while since you've been in there. Obviously you've been training. So how's it feeling knowing you've got the fight booked now and leading up to it?
Oh, but it's been a long time coming, to be honest with you. Like, I've needed it. Like, it's been 2 years for a fight. By the time I fight, it'll be 2 years. And I mean, I've been in the gym. I've not had 2 years off. Like, but I'm buzzing. I can't wait. Really looking forward to it.
And that 2 years, then, is it just you've got that itch? You just want to get in there, and obviously fighting against an international opponent as well.
Aye, well, they're flying somebody in, so it's going to be, it'll be a good fight, I think.
Do you think that adds to the fight a wee bit, that it's not another Scottish local guy, that you're getting somebody who's coming in from Halmstad MMA, so he's flying in from abroad?
Aye, well, it's a good gym. It's a well-known gym as well, too. And you need that, I think now, for me, you kind of need the higher level opponents now, and then hopefully this year, too, at some point, I'll make a step up to the pro ranks as well. So.
And how much do you know about the opponent that's coming in?
Not a lot, to be honest with you. That's not really my... It doesn't bother me what... how many fights I've had, or how well everybody thinks they are. I mean, I'm there to, I worry about what I'm capable of, know what they're capable of. That's James and that, they come up with a game plan, and I'll just go in and do my thing on the night.
Is that something that helps you, knowing you've got a coach like James behind you, somebody that obviously knows the game so well and prepares you right?
Oh, of course, right. I mean, I've Steve him up, but he's had a wee look, and he's told me what he thinks, and I didn't really like doing that. They come up with a game plan, and I just go in and do what they tell me to do on the night, basically.
So you're obviously leading up to the fight, I'm assuming you're looking to come back with a banger. Are you looking to get a bit more time in there, or get in and out and get it done, get that first one?
It's a kind of hard one, isn't it? You want to win, obviously, and if it comes up early doors, then you take whatever comes up. But for me, I think cage time that would be a good thing. Get a couple of rounds in, but I mean, if a submission or a knockout comes up early doors, then you've just got to take it in. You kind of know just to get an extra round in. You do the rounds in here, you do all your training in here, and whatever happens, to be fair.
Aye, that's it. And having the 2 years off as well, do you feel like you're almost playing catch-up, trying to get back in there? And you were talking a wee bit about going pro, is that something you want to do sooner rather than later? Or?
Well, I had probably 6 or 7 months here that I was hardly in the gym, and then when I came back in after that, the progress that everybody else, I was proper getting a hard time off of everybody, you know what I mean? The progress that everybody's making in here is ridiculous, so I found that kind of hard to deal with at the time, but I can't wait now to get in there. And it's the 2 year off, it's not really a big issue for me, you know what I mean? If this guy's coming over here hoping that I'm not going to be prepared, because if I had a bit of time off, then he's in for a shock. I think it's no a good night for him if that's the case.
Absolutely. And just something you said there about, obviously, when you come back into the gym, you're having a wee bit of a hard time at first. Was it James who then... did you tell James you wanted a fight, or was it him that told you when it was time for you to get back in there?
He says to me, listen, just come in, get time on the mat again, and it'll come. Your opportunity will come back up again. And he says to me, listen, we'll go for March. I says, that's perfect for me. Get Christmas out of the way and get Christmas dinner and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And the other thing as well is you're on the card in March, and so far from what I've seen for the card, it's an absolutely brilliant card, to be honest. As well, the cards are looking really good.
Aye, probably one of the best ones yet, to be fair, I think. And then a couple of the new guys that's come into the gym there, Mark and Keir there, I think they're on it as well. And
yeah,
it'll be good even. Yeah, I think we'll maybe have 4 or 5 guys on. Wee Logan's on it as well, who's another, probably the hottest prospect to them all, to be fair. But yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good just once I get my fight out of the way to see how they go, and maybe help them out too. If they're on it for me, then I'll do what I can for them as well.
And not look past the fight, and then in 2019, are you expecting a big year this year then?
I am. Hopefully March, April and May. There's shows in April, shows in May. Hopefully if I can, injury free, get on as much as I can, and definitely 100% at some point, all going well, hopefully make the step up, definitely. I've missed it, I needed it, like, you didn't realise how much you miss it until you go to fight shows and your teammates are fighting and you were choking to get back in there. Just to kind of wait.
The other thing, I mean, you said a while back there as well, with regard to maybe fighting in a couple of different weight classes, is that still on the cards, or are you going to make a certain weight class your home for the moment?
I'll be a lightweight. Aye. Making a step up to the pro ranks, I'm a lightweight. I mean, I've made lightweight before a couple of times, the easy. I think day before, obviously, welterweight's better for me at amateur, but stepping up to pro, I'll be definitely be a lightweight. But I fought amateur at lightweight as well. It's been a day before weighing, so either or, doesn't matter to me. I fought John Ross, who he was 85 kilo heavier in middleweight, so if, it doesn't matter to me anyway. I would take the fight regardless of the weight. I would take the fight against a heavyweight if I had to, just to get a fight in. You know what I mean? It was one of the ones. It doesn't really matter if you're there to do the business, aren't you? So it's.
Well, listen, best of luck in March. Looking forward to watching the fight, and it'll be nice to see you back in the cage again.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah.